Trailer park residents who burst into song. Skilled craftspeople who create an ode to toys. That's just part of this weekend in New Hampshire. Amy Diaz joins us to give us a few details on two rather unique happenings. Amy is the editor of The Hippo. It's a paper that features some stories about a unique musical and League of New Hampshire Craftsmen's exhibit this weekend. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So let's start with the Great American Trailer Park Musical. What is this?
Yes, they're doing this at the Palace Theater in Manchester. And it is what it sounds like. It is a musical that takes place at a trailer park in Florida.
Well, I'm sure they all burst into song at a trailer park in Florida.
They
so give me the premise. What happens?
Well, so it's there's a woman who I guess has never left her trailer park or hasn't left her trailer park in years. And they said that the way they do the stage, so the stage is, I guess, six trailers and it's all full of pink flamingos and jalapeno lights and things like that. And they set it up so that for the one of the main characters, the woman who's never or who hasn't left her trailer in a while, you can sort of see into the trailer. And then there's her husband who befriends a stripper who moves in next door, who's on the run from her boyfriend. And then there's kind of a Greek chorus, like a Greek trailer park chorus that goes throughout the play and kind of helps you move the story along, helps you know what's going on.
Who's behind this show? Is this a touring company that's putting this on?
Well, this is the Palace Professional Productions. And so they, you know, they do several of these throughout the year. The way it works is they go down to New York City, they audition actors, and then they, you know, right before the production, it's actually very soon before the play begins on the stage. It's only about 2 weeks. They bring everyone up. They're expected to know their lines, but they really only have about 2 weeks to, you know, learn all the staging, to learn songs. And there's a lot of songs in this. And so it really comes together very fast.
Yeah, it sounds like a really intense period of time to get a show like that together in just 2 weeks.
It is. And actually, a funny thing that they have on the Palace Theater's website is they have an actor's blog. So you can go on and sort of each day of rehearsal, the actor goes through, the actor who's doing it this time talked about how on the first day he broke his glasses, talked about learning the music, which the music for this is, they described it to me as kind of like the Dixie Chicks. So three-part harmony. So even though this is sort of a loose comedy, you know, there's some improv moments in it. It's still really tight music, and a lot of things go into learning that.
Okay, so there's one event happening in the Granite State this weekend. Now, there's something else I alluded to in the beginning. We're talking about another League of New Hampshire Craftsmen's exhibit. What's this about?
This exhibit is called A Child at Heart. It starts today, Friday, runs through April at the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen Gallery in Concord. And this is really trying to get to things that make you think of childhood or that kind of that childhood joy. The tagline for it is the wonder and innocence of childhood, real or imagined. They said they picked this exhibit for this time of year in particular, sort of cold and gloomy outside. They wanted something very joyful and optimistic.
What's on display?
Some of the artists actually have things that are kind of connecting this idea of senior citizens and the feeling of kind of childhood happiness. There's some paper mache figurines that are doing what the woman I talked to called kind of geezer Olympics. And then there's another a couple of pieces, a photographer took some pictures of senior citizens that really capture moments of just sort of pure joy. But then there are also toys. There's a tea set that's all kind of made of elephants. All of the pieces are little elephants. You know, she said that what really struck her about this exhibit is that these pieces a lot of times really connected to the artist. A lot of the pieces come with artist statements that talk about how this connects to their childhood, maybe about how the craft that they do really connects back to something they did as a kid.
Does the League often have themed exhibits like this?
They do. They have about four a year, and they give their members, I think, about 3 months. They let them know 3 months in advance what the theme is. And so sometimes people have pieces that, you know, they put in the exhibit, but a lot of times they're creating pieces specifically for the exhibits.
We'll have links to both of these events that we've talked about this morning on our website and the arts and culture page at nhpr.org. You'll find much more about both of them. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about happenings in the Granite State. Amy, great to see you.
Have a great weekend.